The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
We've been discussing the matter of the emotional connection with Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, and the importance of it, and what it is, and how to improve that, how to increase that relationship. If we don't understand that, the way we're going to be dealing with this relationship is going to be different compared to when we know what her relationship is, what her part is, what does she do, what type of involvement does she have. When things are going well, when things are, you know, the way we like them to be, and we're doing our tawassul, and we're doing our Fatimiyya, and we're doing our Muharram, and we're doing everything that we do regularly, we keep saying, oh yeah, alhamdulillah, this, the blessings I have are from Fatima al-Zahra, the blessings I have are from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the blessings I have are from Imam al-Husayn. These are the things we say. But then when we hit difficulty, and then we plead to them, and we keep asking, if it goes away fast, again we say, look, Imam Hussein is true, Fatima al-Zahra, but if it starts taking longer, it starts taking longer and longer and longer and longer, and I don't see what I want from them. I'm pleading to them, there's something specific I want, a hardship I'm dealing with that I want removed, a certain thing I don't have that I want them to give me, and it's not coming my way. And it's taking longer and longer and longer and longer, and it's not happening. What do we start feeling? We start thinking, is there really someone there? Are we actually in a relationship with someone? Are we actually being heard? Do they care? These are all thoughts that come to our mind. Those who are certain that they are there, the Ahlul Bayt are there, God's angels are there, God above all is there, those who are sure of that, then they can't convince themselves otherwise. Alhamdulillah, they're strong enough believers to know that, you know, that's definitely not the case that I could say they're not there. I know for a fact that they're there, no matter what happens. But then we start thinking of our deficiencies, the problems we have, and we start saying, well, you know, I don't deserve anything. And so we start resolving it that way. This is why it's not happening. I don't deserve. Again, although it's correct that I don't deserve, that's definitely true. I don't deserve. But that's not the reason why I'm not seeing what I'm asking for. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. If we analyze me not receiving something as me not being worthy of it, without realizing, because if we did, we would never do this, we'd never say this, we're saying that I don't deserve and they don't want to give. Because I don't deserve has always been the case. Even when they gave, I didn't deserve. It's not like I deserve anything that I've been given. I deserve nothing. Absolutely nothing. Whatever is given is out of their generosity. So if I conclude that if I'm not receiving something, it's because they're not giving, because I never deserve. It's not like now I don't deserve. I didn't deserve anything. So if I'm saying the reason why they're not giving is me not deserving, and then convincing myself that, okay, this is not coming my way. We'll see, when I'm saying that's not coming my way, I'm concluding that they, because I didn't deserve, they didn't give. And there's where the problem is. We start to think of the relationship in a different way. As I said, that's the wrong thought. And then a lot of times it's just not really thinking or really looking at their part in this relationship. So what is it? And how do we explain all of this? What it is that the relationship is actually that they initiate, or in this case, she initiates the relationship with us. If we have love for her, it's because she initiated that. She gave us that. If we remember her, think of her, ask her for help, develop that relationship, is because she has initiated that every single time. I think I mentioned this. I want to talk a little deeper about this, but right now you're just hearing it from some nobody like myself. Okay, well, someone that has words that can be respected as the words of an authority, a scholar, a marja, a leader, Ayatollah Khamenei said that when we saw in the war that Fatimatu Zahra was being mentioned, tawassul to her, and the more we looked, he said we were very involved in the war. And we knew who was propagating what. We knew the people that were being sent for propagational purposes to strengthen the iman of the people. We knew the ulama that used to go to the battle fronts and speak to. We didn't see any visible source that is pumping this idea into the mu'mineen in the battlefields. That their tawassulat, the writings, they used to write things on the back of their shirts. Their love for Fatima to Zahra, that we're going to seek revenge for the slap that was laid on the face of Fatima to Zahra, salamullahi alayhi. We are the children of Fatima to Zahra. All these different elements of tawassul, remembrance, reminders of Fatima to Zahra. He said, we knew who's involved, and there was no visible source for this. And this is a clearer indication, he says. Our point is, every time, even if you're hearing it from me, who the heck am I? If you're hearing it from any speaker, and you're being reminded, that speaker is being reminded of this relationship, Fatima Zahra is reminding him or her, whoever it is. It's her initiating this. She is the one who starts it. She's the one that makes it happen. She's the one that is more involved in that relationship. He says, Ayatollah Khamenei says, in that context, it was more visible that it's nothing external, nothing material, none of these people that are here. All of them are being influenced by something unseen. What? Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, herself. This is how the relationship is. She's more interested in me going to her and crying for her to get closer to Allah. She's the path to Allah. She sees herself as nothing. She sees that whatever she has, she's an amah of Allah, amatullah, a slave. Abd is the Arabic word for a male slave. Amah is the word for female. If you've been in the prayers for the amwat, for the deceased, that you will hear that. Abduk wabnu abdik. Amatuk, wabnu, abdik, wabnu, or bintu abdik, bintu amatik. She is someone that sees nothing. The reality is she has nothing except for what Allah. She's a manifestation of divine mercy. That's who she is. looking at her as a person, she is in more interested in us remembering her. Remembering her with Ali ibn Abi Talib, remembering her behind the door, remembering her in the street in Medina, beating our chests for her, asking her for assistance, speaking to her, telling her of our troubles, of our issues, and our need for assistance from her, in order for her to do her job, her responsibility to Allah, which is to get us closer to Him.
أسعفيني بفيضك المعطاء
إنه سلمي إلى العلياء فامنحي نفحة الحياة يا سبيلي إلى النجاة يا طريقا إلى العلا زهراء يا طريقا إلى العلا
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
فاطم الزهراء